This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's get to some of the football clips from the weekend. First with the Giants. So I feel like this all started with the Micah Parsons podcast with Abdul Carter after he was drafted. He mentioned the 56. I know Lawrence Taylor has since said, yeah, not happening. But before, I think LT chimed in. This was Carter with the media. I think this was Friday afternoon or Friday night with the New York media.
We're still in the process of that, but we'll see what happens.
Which one would you prefer?
We'll see what happens.
I think what's going to happen is a different number. I don't think it's going to be 11 or 15.
No.
He's going to have to pick a different number.
I'm just telling you, man, the teams have got to protect those numbers. I said this on Friday. Now, everybody is saying that Warren Moon gave the number one to Cam Ward when he was drafted. Well, that's because he was not only the first overall pick, but everybody got him number one for the teams that they were picked by. That was their jersey. Mm-hmm. So Abdul Carter was handed a number one jersey when he was drafted. So the thing is, technically, Warren Moon wore the Houston Oilers jersey, not the Tennessee Titans jersey.
Yeah.
So if Cam Ward does end up with number one, it's a completely different franchise.
That's right. So it's not really unretiring a Titans number one.
Right.
It's different.
Exactly.
Here was Jackson Dart, the new Giants quarterback, already hearing from one Eli Manning.
He was actually one of the first people to reach out to me yesterday when the news broke. And I just think that I've had such a great connection with him and the Manning family that being able to have them in my corner has been a huge asset. And I couldn't be more blessed to have them in my corner coming here and continue that in the future.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, do you think that he was aware of your rant?
I don't know, man. It seemed like maybe Brian Daboll was when he showed up at the facility. Daboll was like touching him around his belly. I don't know if you saw that. He's like, I don't know, man. I didn't know about this. Phil Simms says he's pudgy. I mean, I got to check this out. I'm not kidding either. He really was. He was patting him around the midsection there.
And then there's this Cam Scatabo, who the Giants drafted, this bruising running back, fired up to be with the Giants.
Super excited, man. I had a great visit with them, and, I'm glad I could be a part of this organization and be ready to, take whatever's on storm and get going. So
I think he was a little emotional too.
Oh, he was excited. Yeah, totally in tears around his family. I think it was his dad that was next to him, was tearing up too. I mean, that's a big one right there.
Yep. And then you guys talked about the prank call from Jeff Ulrich's son. So here is the call that is online. And so I guess it was from a live stream. I get that. But clearly, Ulbrich's son had to post him doing the phone call, too. So that's another part of
this.
Yeah,
it was Ulbrich's son was in the background of this. It was not him that made the call, but mm-hmm. It was him that got the number.
The number.
Yes.
So here is the prank call.
This is Mickey Loomis here, GM of the Saints.
How you doing?
Good. How are you, man?
Good. We're waiting on you.
Yeah, we have. It's been a long wait, man. We're going to take you with our next pick right here, man.
This can't be nothing to do.
Yeah. Hey, but you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, man. Sorry about that.
And then you kind of hear them laughing, and then here was on the other side, Shador, as they hang up.
What does that mean?
What do you say?
I don't know.
How are you going to ask us what it means, and you was on the phone?
You heard that?
He said you're going to have to wait a little bit longer.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Why would you call?
What the
that's I don't know what that was. It's 50-50.
But nobody got this number, though.
Yeah.
It's amazing that Shador basically lives his life on Instagram or whatever the hell that
well,
is.
Well, he did. I mean, they filmed all of this. Yeah, I don't know if he's living his entire life. I don't know if he's on a live stream now.
I don't follow him, but he, I think there's a lot of social media content that he puts out there.
Well,
one of the reasons
of
why.
Kids.
Yeah, but it's one of the reasons why, he makes so much money with his name, image, and likeness because he is so popular on social media and a lot of people follow him.
Yeah, I mean, that's something I would have done at that age, what these kids did. But now, like all these years later, I'm like, oh, man, that's rough. That's terrible.
Especially when your dad's a coach in the NFL.
Yeah, that's even worse because then it makes your dad look bad.
Another, dumbass move.
But I definitely would have done that.
How do you think Jeff Albrecht feels?
Not good.
Oh, yeah, like a dummy.
No, he doesn't feel like a dummy. He's like, my kid is a jackass. No,
he also feels like a dummy because he left that open on his iPad. Like, can't be doing that, man.
Yeah, God, I can't even imagine that discussion between father and son. Like, what are you doing?
He's 21. It's not like he's 15 or 16.
I know, but
16.
Still, I mean, he compromised his dad. He took the number off of his dad's iPad.
Talk about
entitled.
Dad
didn't know anything about it. And supposedly Shador had changed his number, his cell phone number, before the draft. And then the NFL got the new number because he was not at the draft. And thank God he was not at the draft. And sent that number around. So everybody had the number in the NFL. And that's where Jeff's son found it. Like, Jesus. No. I can't. The kid's name is Jax. Jax Ulbrich.
Jax Ulbrich?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, doesn't seem like the Ulbrichs have washed the Jets off them quite yet. They got a couple more months to get it completely off of them.
Now, there were some that were stunned the way Shador fell, including one Mel Kiper on ESPN, who was livid. I shouldn't say livid, but incredulous to how the NFL has drafted quarterbacks in past years.
What does that mean?
Oh, come on.
What do you say?
Yeah, what does that mean, Jerry?
Where the hell did it go? Oh, man, you stink. I got to get this for you. I'm going to play Jalen Milroe first, and I'm going to come back to that because there's a reason why I do want to play this for you. Here's Milroe with the media on a conference call in Seattle.
Joe, do you think you're the best quarterback in the draft, and do you have any message for the teams that passed on you today?
No pass.
Belt to ass is
belt
what he said.
Belt to ass.
Yeah.
So he's gonna whoop these teams that passed on him with a belt to their ass?
Apparently so.
All right.
Apparently so.
I like that. All right, my guy, Jalen Milroe.
Here's Mel Kiper.
Boomer Esiason was not happy when he was the second round pick. Tom Brady was not happy. They dropped. How'd they turn out?
And you know what? Nobody's arguing that can happen.
Race, the NFL has been clueless for 50 years when it comes to evaluating quarterback. Clueless. All that, no idea what they're doing in terms of evaluating quarterback. That's proof. There's proof of that.
Hmm. So there you go. Talking about guys that have slipped that should not have slipped.
Yeah, it's a little, I know. Every year I hear the same thing. So
your name was all over the place
this
weekend.
I appreciate Mel, and I appreciate his support for me back in 1984 because that's when it really started, and that's when he really became the thing that he is now, the draft person that he is. So I appreciate that. But man, oh man, oh man, it's like every year it's the same thing.
I hear you.
Because every year somebody's going to fall for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's your own personality traits that piss somebody off. Sometimes they don't think that you can play. Sometimes they wonder if you're a really good teammate. I mean, there's all sorts of things that goes into this. And then if there's anything off the field that we don't know, but that they find out, and then we may not find out ever, or we might find
later.
Out like, you know, 6 weeks from now.
Yeah, understood.
Yeah, this is a post from my buddy Andrew Filippone, who does a talk show out in Pittsburgh. It says, Mel Kiper Jr., for 50 years, the NFL's had no idea how to evaluate quarterbacks. Bro, you rank some guy named Forrest Lamp ahead of Patrick Mahomes. Pipe down.
Well, I mean, the fact is that Mel Kiper sits there every year and basically pumps guys up all the time. And sometimes those guys never turn out in the NFL.
Well, yeah, but he's also, you know, he's been talking about Shador as his number one overall player, and it's embarrassing for him to see the NFL smack him down to the fifth round because he looks like a doofus.
Yeah, I don't know if Mel Kiper has actually sat down with Shador. I have no idea. But if he would have put together a number of things that Shador had done leading up to this draft, he would have to say, I now understand why he's dropped. It's more personality driven than anything else.
Like Jalen Milroe said about it, the teams that passed on him, belt to ass. ESPN had lips to ass on the Sanders the entire weekend.
Yankees swept a doubleheader.
I will say, when we came back in Friday morning, that it was embarrassing that ESPN opened with Shador Sanders when Cam Ward was going to be the first pick. They spent 3 minutes talking about Shador Sanders as they opened their coverage. And we all knew that Tennessee was taking Cam Ward. That's who you should have been talking about.
Sure. Absolutely. Blew it.